Meseches Kelim, Perchav Dalad, Mishnah Hay, continuing with our theme of threes. Shloisha Tarbusin Hain. There are three kinds of Tarbusin. Now, there are different interpretations I found for Tarbusin. Some say it was a large piece of furniture, others that it was some kind of untreated and unfinished animal hide. But as we'll see, the details are pretty much the same either way. So the three types are Shel Saparin, that of barbers. Now, some say these were, you know, actual barbers like we think of them, those who cut hair. Others that this refers to bloodletters, which could still be barbers considering the period. But either way, this was a large piece of furniture, even if it was made from this animal hide. And the barber would store his implements in it through an opening in its side, but you can sit on its top, and people would often sit on top of it. So Tame Midras. So it would be Tame Midras because it would support a person's weight. It was meant, and it was often and commonly used to do so. Sha'eichon alav, that which they eat on it, so people would dine on this, tamei tamei meis, it was tamei tamei meis, because it was used as a keli. But, however, since you couldn't sit on it while dining, it would not be tamei midras. Michel Zasim, and that of olives, at some point in the olive processing, preparing olives, they were spread out on this this item, whether it was a large container, whether it was just a piece of animal hide. That would be tahar miklum, it would be tahar from everything, because even though I'm referring to it as a container, apparently it did not have a receptacle, didn't have a base kibble, and it doesn't serve any person directly, so therefore it was going to be tahar because it's a piece of leather that does not serve anybody, doesn't have a receptacle, so therefore it's going to be tahar. Mishnah Vav, Shalish Besisiyos Hain. There are three Besisiyos. Now, you can loosely translate Besisiyos as bases. I think that's a little bit too specific. It can often refer to something that supports something else, but in any event, we'll get into the details here. So the first type is Shalifnei Hamita v'Shalifnei Seifrim, that which is before the bed and before scribes. So these were either types of stools that were placed bedside next to scribes, or the Tiferes Yisrael says Shalifnei Hamita was a base that went under a bed. So it was designed to support a person's weight because it was going to hold the bed while a person lay on the bed. Shalifnei Seifrim was something that went underneath the Seifer's workbench or work table and extended a little bit outwards, and the sefer would often sit on it or stand on it while doing his work. So again, it's designed to support a person's weight. So we say tamei midras. It's tamei midras. Shel delufki, that of a delufki. Now remember, a delufki, as we learned previously, was a delfika. This was a three-legged side table that was used as a serving piece. Now, what this was, again, some say it was just another little stool-like thing that went next to it, but you wouldn't sit on it. It was actually used to serve as another serving piece that went next to and sort of auxiliary to the delfika. Others, again, this is Tiferes Yisrael, that it was actually a pedestal or some sort of base underneath the delfika. According to both of these opinions, and according to most opinions, it had some sort of receptacle that you would use to hold items in it. So tmeh tmeh meh, so be tmeh tmeh smeh. The shel migdal, and that of an armoire. So you have a large piece of furniture and you want to keep it off the ground. You didn't want it to sit directly on the ground. So you had this buses, this base that it would sit on. So tahar miklum, it was going to be tahar from everything because this thing did not have a receptacle. It didn't support a person. It only supported another piece of furniture. So therefore, it is going to be tahar.